Gray Section Podcast, Episode 40. Buongiorno, and welcome to the Gray Section Podcast! I know I already kind of said that before, but whatevs. Yeah, so I tried recording the show, like, earlier today, but, I was just, like, really out of it and being, like, such a space cadet. But, I had a little lunch. I ate some nice semi-homemade soup and a microwavable Uncle Ben's rice bowl. And, I think I'm better now. I think I have enough energy to record a show. And I know I haven't recorded a show in, like, what? I haven't recorded in, like, 2 weeks. But that's just because I've pretty much been the busiest person on the face of the earth. I don't think you could get much busier. Like, I am the head fundraiser of my school's art and literary magazine. So I had two fundraisers that took pretty much all day, like, after school, 2 days in a row. Then I've had bowling practice every day except for Friday after school. And then just school itself takes up so much time, like, I can't even stand it. And then Thanksgiving weekend, Jesus, we did everything, went everywhere, saw everyone. It was a little over the top. And oh my god, my dog won't stop barking in the backyard. I'm just like, shut up! Oh, I'm sorry if I was a little loud there. I was just kind of yelling at him through my window. Oh yeah, he stopped barking. Yes. I'm sorry if that was a little loud. But, yeah, jeez, I've just been, like, busy, busy. And then, I guess that's about a good summary of my busyness. I mean, bowling tryouts. What? I totally forgot what I was going to say, but, yeah, bowling practice is a lot of fun, and I like being on the team and everything, except for there's this one girl who I can't stand, and no one else can stand, and she hates bowling, and she should just not be on the team, but, you know, I'm just not gonna talk about that anymore, because I'm just sick of talking about her. She should not be bugging me this much. I guess the only reason she really bugs me, though, is she's, like, obsessed with the guy that I like, who's on the team, and she's, like, every day, she's like, oh my god, she goes up to him. I don't know if I've ever mentioned his name or not, and I don't think I want to mention his name, so I'm going to call him Elvin. Every day she goes up to him, she's like, oh my god, Elvin, I love you, blah, 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 and she's just like a total ditz, and he doesn't like her, and no one else on the team likes her, and yeah, but okay, and that's the last you're going to hear about her until I tell you that, she either quit the team or she hates me for going out with whoever, but I'm not going out with Elwin, whoever yet. But it's gonna happen, I promise you it will. I'm going to make it happen, hopefully this week. And either I'm going to make it happen, or I'm gonna be crushed, and you're not gonna hear from me for a month, because I'm gonna be holed out in my room with, a big, like, truckload of ice cream, and just become a fat ass. That's totally besides the point. Right now, I'm wearing these really comfy new sweatpants that I got from the French Honor Society. Sorry, I have to adjust my mic. Okay, I got them from the French Honor Society, and they say, oh la la, on, like, the, air quotes, on the tush area, as people like to say, on the buttocks region, across the derriere, the seat of the pants. Whatever you want to call it, it's there. And, my mom refuses to let me wear them outside the house, so a lot of people wore them to school on Friday, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not. But I'm wearing them right now, and they're really comfy, and they're lovely, and I'm laying in my bed, and I'm really comfy. I could actually go for some tea right now. I guess I'll get some once I'm done recording. I've been really into music lately. Like, I'm just like obsessed with music, and there's this one song that I don't think I could play a clip because I'm just not that savvy, but there's this one song I really like. It's called What it's th okay, the band's name is Wired All Wrong, and the song's called Nothing at All, and it's an amazing song, and it was the single of the week on iTunes a few weeks ago. So if you downloaded it and you liked it, please. Well, if you downloaded it and liked it, then there's really nothing you can do except keep listening to it. But if you haven't downloaded it yet, then you should go download it. Go downloaded it. Oh yeah, because I've just got the best grammar ever. Oh jeez. Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I don't even know if I told you last episode, but the day after I recorded my last episode, I got my wisdom teeth pulled, and oh man, that just contributed so much to like, I was just like, ew. Yeah. So that was part of the reason why my November sucked. I keep telling people like, I've been having a bad November because I really was having a bad November. But now it's December. It's December 3rd today. And yeah, December is turning out to be much better than November for a few reasons, which I'll tell you later. But November sucked because I missed a lot of school. I missed 2 days of school for field trips. Then there's that whole week when I was like sick. And then just when I was recovering from my sickness, I got my teeth pulled, and then I couldn't eat anything for like a week, and my teeth still kind of hurt if I like chew the wrong way or something, especially if it's something really crunchy because it like digs into your gums and it's still kind of like you have nerves there, and it's like, ugh, it's so like, And then I've got these like gaps, so food sometimes gets stuck in there, and you can't really brush there because like it hurts. So, it's just gross. But anyways, yeah, I was sick. Then I got my teeth pulled and I couldn't eat anything. And then there was Thanksgiving, which was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving. We did a lot of traveling though. We went to see my aunt in Connecticut. Who's my mom's sister, and then I visited my cousins in Connecticut, which is my dad's sister and her husband and whatever. And yeah, and my mom's sister, that aunt, she just got married over the summer to this guy, and he has three teenage daughters. So, and like before I met them, I was like, oh, cool. You know, maybe I'll have cousins that I can hang out with and blah blah blah. No, these girls are so immature and they're so just like, they're not obnoxious, they're just, I guess, annoying. And I don't like them at all. I didn't like having to go up and like be friends with them, and it was not fun, but I did it because the next day, since we were already up in Connecticut, we went to see my cousins who I like, Caitlin and Maeve. And that was kind of fun. Yeah. What else can I talk about? All right. I'm going to talk about the fall play, which I went to see this weekend, yesterday and Friday. I went to see both performances because I wanted to go on Friday night, but I didn't have anyone to go with. And then I found someone to go with, and we like made these big plans or whatever. And then one of my friends, I didn't think she was going to go to the play at all, but she's like, "No, I'm going on Saturday night." And so she was gonna be all alone, so I went with her again on Saturday night. So it was fun. But the thing was, it was like a murder mystery thing, so like, after going on Friday night, I knew who the murderer was, and they were having this raffle, which was like you guessed who was going, like who's the murderer, and then they take the jar of like the tickets for whoever guessed right, and they pick, and it's like a 50-50 raffle. So let's say they made, I don't know, $100 in like selling raffle tickets. Whoever won the raffle would get $50. You know, it's that kind of thing. So I actually won the raffle last night, and I won $35. So that was like pretty awesome. And like right before they did the raffle, one of my friends said to me, "You know, Samantha, if you win this raffle, I'm gonna be so pissed off at you." And yeah, I won the raffle, but she wasn't mad. She was just like, "Oh, that's not fair. You knew who the murderer was," and blah blah blah. And I was like, "Yeah, whatevs." Oh, my goodness. But yeah. And then last week, okay, I told you how I had to do those fundraisers, right? Well, I basically didn't go home for 14 hours on Thursday. I leave my house at 7 o'clock to go to school every morning. I go through school. We set up for our fundraiser after school at like 2:30. Then I'm sitting there for a little while. Then what? All right. Then I got the bus at 3 o'clock to go to bowling practice, which lasted until about 5:30, at which point I went back to school to finish up the fundraiser because it was parent-teacher conference night. So all the parents were there and going to the conferences and yada yada, and so we actually made a lot of money. And yeah, and we'd kind of done the same thing the day before, except we just started setting up at night instead of like right after school because it wasn't parent teacher conference night, but it was another thing just at night at school. It was like they call it the summer program expo, and they had all these like summer camps and there and like ex and like trying to, I guess, recruit new members or whatever. So we had done that at night, and the girls that I was with, that doesn't sound right, the girls that were with me, I guess. Ugh, who cares? I don't really care about speaking correct grammatical English. The girls that were with, oh, whatever. The girls that were with me, they hadn't eaten any dinner. This is Wednesday night. They hadn't eaten any dinner, so they decide to order pizza to the school. So they order pizza, and that's like their dinner. So then they're like, "Okay, you know, tomorrow night we're probably gonna order something too." So I was like, "Okay." So Thursday they order Chinese food, and so we get Chinese food ordered, and we're like sitting at our fundraising table eating like chicken lo mein and pork fried rice and egg rolls, and it was really good. It was like amazing. And then yesterday at school, this past week has been just been like I've just been like living at school basically. I have like it was since Wednesday, because Wednesday I went home for about 2 hours in between bowling and then going back for the fundraiser. Then Thursday, didn't go home at all until 9 o'clock. Friday, went home at like 3 o'clock. Went out at 6 to lunch and got to school at 7:15. Went home at 10:30, so I was at school. Yesterday, they had like this craft thing at school, which my mom wanted me to go to, so I went with her there. We spent like an hour or so there, and then I go back to school at night for. To see the play again. I'm just like, I can't escape school. It's just like absorbing my life. And okay, there's this kid who is in my school. He's like in everything. He's in DECA, which is the business club at school who sponsored the craft fair yesterday. So he was there working at the craft fair. Then he's treasurer of his junior class. So Thursday night he is fundraising, selling these like blankets or something. I don't know. And then he was also practicing for the fall play, which he was in. So he was there for the fall play yesterday and Friday night, and he was practicing for it probably for months, like before that, and just like this kid, he's in everything. He must like sleep at school. Like, seriously, how could you do all that stuff? And then he takes like AP US history, and like, oh my God, I don't know how he does it. I really don't. That was a lot of talking. too much talking, really. It's only been 15 minutes and 27 seconds. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I guess I should wrap it up about now because I want to actually have time to send this out. Plus, oh, I have so much work to do. It's 2:20 p.m. I have to finish writing a global essay for global history. Then I have to do a lab report and homework for chem, and I'm just like, ugh, I hate doing that stuff. But yeah, this was the Gray Section Podcast, episode 40. Only 10 more episodes until episode 50. I think this is episode 40. I hope it's episode 40. I thought when I started this that I had already done episode 40. But jeez Louise. I'm so confused. 10 more episodes until 50. It needs to be something big. Okay, guys? graysection@aim.com if you want to email me. I'm not updating the Blogspot site because I probably told you this before, but I don't remember my password or my account like username, so yeah. Actually, I could probably go online and figure it out, but I don't know. I guess I can't. I don't know. So, yeah. And if you're listening to it and it's still like Sunday, like whatever, you should really watch the VH1 Big in 06 Awards tonight because that stuff's really cool. So, yeah. Happy holidays, early holidays. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Happy early Hanukkah and Christmas. And I'll probably have another few, at least another one, maybe a couple, another few shows before Christmas. Yeah, so I guess I'll see you next time. Wait. Okay. I guess I could say arrivederci. I don't know. I'm such a total dork. Bye, guys.